Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the ghost follow him home from work, or were both places haunted?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, we would love to hear your real ghost story. If you have one, why not call it in? You can call 855-853-4802. You'd rather write it in, do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Todd, how's everything today?
Rock and roll, baby. Up here we've got a little bit of a snow squall going through, Carol. I don't know if you remember what those are like, but like within an hour, tons of snow falling and cars
Shut
and ditches
up.
And all that good stuff.
Nuh-uh.
Happy holidays, people.
Well, I hate to tell you this. No, I don't. I don't hate to tell you this, but it's sunny and 57 degrees here right now.
All right. You can't see this because we're not on video, but let me just do this to you.
I felt that involved the middle finger. I just felt it because I'm psychic in that way.
Yes. Yes. Two of them, in fact. Yes.
I just figure out things. No, it's so funny. It's like, I think, you know, the weather's just gotten different. I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, remember when we used to get blizzards? Now, I probably shouldn't say that. But we haven't had a blizzard where I live in years.
Yeah, and we sound like two old people.
I know.
When I was remember young, back we in the had day. All this snow, and we would play forts, and we would have sledding contests, and now there's nothing. So
I fell through the ice skating that's right. one day.
That's right.
I did, actually. But did you? It was so cold. But a snow squall, is that just like a short storm with a whole lot of intensity and then it goes away?
I think so. It's like you're not really planning for it, but all of a sudden, boom, there's a ton of snow really fast, lots of wind, and it just covers everything very quickly. And then it's done.
And then you got to go clean it up. And maybe tomorrow it'll be 56 where you live.
Yeah, I'll see if the neighbor will take $50 to clean out my driveway.
I know. I did this year buy me a snowblower. We'll see. Because I
you
primarily bought
snow
it.
Down
because,
there, do you?
But I primarily bought it because I realized how great it is for like blowing leaves and dirt off of the patio.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God,
this
you're one of those.
Works awesome. Yeah.
Hey, honey,
it's
look
amazing.
At the neighbor. She got a snowblower on the deck. Come look
yeah.
at this.
She's so smart. And there was a guy who took down a tree next door to me. And he's like, he lives on the other side of her. And he comes over and he's like, hey, do you mind if I back up this truck in your yard? He busted part of my fence and left tracks in my yard, but he left that like tree ashy stuff all over on my porch, on my steps, everywhere. I went and got my blower thing and took care of that shit.
So are you somebody, let me ask you this. Are you somebody that would go to him and say, listen, you get over there, you fix my fence,
not
you clean up
all.
Or are you somebody that just goes there rah, 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 and then just take care of it yourself?
He came over and he said that I took care of the stuff myself. I'm like, he just took down a tree that was like two stories tall. He's exhausted. But I took care of that stuff because it gave me another reason to use my snowblower thing. But he did say he was going to fix the fence, but he also said that when he took a tree down in her backyard, and he's never done that. So
and
I think I might follow up this time and say, hey.
Why do you keep letting this guy like ruin your backyard?
I don't know. I need to figure this out.
Let's get Tony involved.
Tony would be right over there. But he's so nice. Like he's like, hey, I'm going to fix that thing. You know, I'm going to fix your fence. And then I'm like, awesome. And then he says, hey, can I get back in your yard? Because I need to do this one thing. And I'll fix a fence when I'm back there. Great. And he's never fixed it. Or he might have fixed it, but he just didn't fix it very well.
Yeah.
That might be it, too.
His definition of fixing it and your definition are very different.
He super glued it up and it just didn't work. Well, let's listen to a ghost story. Here we go.
Hey guys, love the show. My name's Josh. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. You guys actually mentioned where I work at the custom shop, the Gibson guitar shop here in Nashville, and I've been wanting to call in. The custom shop has actually been moved into an old slaughterhouse, and I wasn't sure if I should say anything about Gibson or, you know, the shop being there, but ever since I started working there, I've worked there about 3 years now. Ever since I started working there, I always get these weird vibes when I walk into the place. And it wasn't until a couple months after I started working there that I actually heard from some of the other guys that I work with that it used to be a slaughterhouse. And the first couple months, and it still happens now, but I would feel like people or someone was behind me while I worked at my bench. Which there are always constantly people walking behind me or walking, you know, moving through the place, getting stuff built and worked on. But I always felt like I was being pushed up against or brushed. And, I mean, it happens maybe a couple times a week. But I've talked to a couple of guys who definitely believe in the paranormal, and we all agree, which I don't know if it'll happen or not, but we all agree the place needs to be saged or something. Because there's definitely some bad stuff. I feel like bad vibes in the place. And one of our lead guys has even said ever since we got in the building that weird things seem to go wrong with the same machines that we've had from the old building that we used to be in. Things happen to the guitars that are kind of out of the norm. And he kind of blames it on the building itself. So I just want to call and say that. I do have a story also about paranormal happenings when I was a teenager. I lived the house that my father had built, so I knew that we were the only owners of the house. And from my knowledge, there's nothing weird about the land we were on or anything like that. But I bought a box of video games, and it had a bunch of new ones in it for PS2. It was back when I was, like I said, a teenager. And I played some of the games and went through them, and I found one game that was really, it seemed really evil. I only played it once, and I didn't like it. It was about vampires and killing people, and I wasn't really into it. It was kind of too bloody and gory for me being a teenager. I wasn't into it, but I started, after I bought the video game into the house and played it that first night, I just left it in the tray. And for the next couple of days, I had weird dreams about vampires and stuff, which I chalked it up to playing the game and kind of being freaked out about it. But after I quit having the dreams, it seemed like I felt like someone was in the room staring at me while I slept, and I would turn over. I usually sleep with my back against the wall, or the back to the room, sorry. I sleep with my back towards the room, facing the wall, and it seemed like someone was standing over me watching me while I slept. And it bothered me, and it bothered me, and it went for about maybe a week or so. And at the time, my aunt and uncle were living with my family, and my aunt is very religious. She does Christian music, and she's been part of many churches growing up. And I asked her, I said, "Would you mind sleeping in my bed and seeing if you have the same feelings?" Because she can pick up on things a lot better than I ever did growing up. And she agreed, and she slept in the room. And the next day, she woke up, and she asked me, she said, "What's a blood omen?" And she said in her dream she kept having the revelation of the words blood omen brought to her in the dream. And as soon as she said that, I realized that the video game that I had been playing was called Blood Omen Legacy of Cain, and it was a really freaky video game. And as soon as I found out that that's what may be causing the weird dreams and the feeling of someone standing over me while I slept, I burned the game. We had a big burn pile, actually, in our yard for my dad clearing the brush from the house, around the house. And without saying anything to anyone, I threw it in there, and it was later burned that weekend or week or whatever. But I hadn't had anything weird happen to me in that house other than that. And then recently, it seems like here in Nashville, I'm living in a house that was built in the 50s. And I don't know anything about the previous owners. I know the house was built in the 50s. But ever since I started listening to the show, maybe I'm just looking for stuff. I don't know. My girlfriend and I were laying in my bed, and my closet door, which is... there's carpet in my room, and I have wires going into the closet around the room to the outlet and the wall where my TV is and everything. So there's wires underneath the door, so it's not very easy to open. I had it totally closed because I just hung some clothes up and we laid down to watch Netflix. And we were laying there, and I forget what we were watching, but we both looked, and the door had opened. The closet door had opened maybe 4 or 5 inches. And it seems like ever since then, and like I said, it could be me now, it feels like something's in my closet watching me, but I don't know what it is. I get that same feeling I got from the video game. I don't have any bad video games that I know of in my room anymore, but we both noticed that, I mean, it didn't just creak open. It literally swung open 5 inches and stopped. So that really creeped me out. We also have a Great Dane who's my roommate, and she'll look into... from the living room into our dining room, and she'll stare into the dining room, and I always get freaked out when I'm alone here at the house, because I always feel like there's someone around the corner, and I don't know what it is, and like I said, I don't know any information about the house. I'm kind of thinking about checking it out, but then again, I don't know if I want to. So those are just a couple instances of things that have happened to me. Like I said, I love the show. You guys do an amazing job. I love hearing all the cool stories. Thanks for having a place where we can call with our happenings. Take care. Thanks.
I get that. Sometimes you want to know, but then do you really want to know? Like if you want to know the history of where you live, but then you find out, does that make it even worse sometimes? Are you better off not knowing?
Yeah, sometimes people will say, well, if I want to investigate and I want to do this and that and this and that, and it's like, what do I do? Well, you do this, but just understand that, like, you might find something out that you're not happy about, and then you're going to have to live with that. I'm not a believer that, like, watching a spooky movie is going to bring something to you, or in this case, necessarily playing a video game.
Yeah.
But I do think it makes you more aware of what might be around you. And I truly believe. And vampires are another subject. Tony and I could talk about vampires for hours because I happen to believe a little bit in them. But yeah, I don't think watching a spooky movie is going to necessarily like haunt your house. Nothing's going to come in from the video, but it might open your mind to experience stuff that it's always been going on. And now you've got to deal with it. That
yeah, I do believe. Because I think if you're sitting up late at night watching The Exorcist...
Yep.
You are not in a good headspace because this is like intense. I don't give a shit that movie was made a long time ago. I still find it terrifying. But the, you know, any number of movies, the Conjuring movies or anything, you know, you're sitting there at a very heightened feeling and anxiety. So you would be more open to something happening, maybe.
Yep. Yep.
Or more aware of it. Not that the movie brought it in, because I've had those stories over the years. Like, I was watching The Conjuring and then this happened. And I think because I watched The Conjuring, I allowed that in.
Yeah, I think it would be more if the movie or the video game did anything, it heightened your awareness and also may have heightened your energy level. And I do believe that our energy can actually feed that stuff to happen as well. So you might have been kind of on edge about vampires because you're kind of scared about it. And then all of a sudden you're having dreams about it. And then that anxiety and stuff could feed other energy.
Now, a door opening and just right in front of you is kind of weird.
That's a ghost. That's weird. That's some sort of energy. Yep.
And then I always, Kathy and I always are saying this, look at the pets. You know, how are your pets reacting? Because you and I were talking about that dream I had where I heard glass breaking, but my dog wasn't reacting to it. So I was like, I don't think that was anything. And when I got up the next day, there was no broken glass. But I did have
an experience when I thought somebody was walking up the stairs of my house. This happened right before my mother died. And my dog immediately jumped up on the bed to look out the door. So my dog experienced it too. And there was nobody there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling like he was talking about, he just feels like there's something around or feels like he's being watched. Then you see your dog acting like that. It kind of confirms, oh, maybe my dog is watching something.
He's maybe not wrong. Maybe a little sage would be beneficial at this point.
Maybe a new apartment.
Yeah.
But can you ever really get rid of it?
It will follow you everywhere.
Sorry. Now we've terrified poor Josh for the rest of his life. You will never get rid of it, Josh.
I'm with you for always.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or Ghost Podcast. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.